Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Pei Zayin. We will begin on Daf Pei Zayin on Aleph at the new Perek Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. We've discussed many times, Baruch Hashem, that the Torah Kedosha says, "Nichsas Nefashas Ish Lefi Oichlei Techaisu Al Aseh," that in order to participate in the eating of the Karban Pesach, one has to register, be a money on the Karban Pesach. And that halacha doesn't only apply to men. That halacha applies to women as well. Women are mechuyev to eat in the Karban Pesach. Women participate in the Karban Pesach. And as says the Melech Shloima, as we learned in the last Mishnah of our previous perek, the Mishnah said that hakala hafeches paneva oichla. Kala, we gave the various reasons, is supposed to turn around her face when she eats from the Karban Pesach. And therefore, the woman has to be registered on the Karban Pesach. And now Mishnah begins, Isha b'zman shi beis bala, a woman when she's in her husband's home, im shachar la bala, if her husband registered her in his Karban Pesach, v'shachar la avia, and her husband and her father did so as well, the loch is teich mishbala. We assume that she's going to be part of her husband's group, not of our father's group. Holcha b'regel rishin las beisavia, but since it was quite common that couples would go for the first Pesach to their father's home, and there in the situation v'shachar l'aviv v'shachar l'bala, both her husband and her father shechted on her behalf of Karban Pesach. The halacha in the Gemara will discuss this halacha immediately. Teich b'makom she writes, she could eat where she wants. So, as Rashi explains our Mishnah, the first Pesach we assume that she wants to eat in all Pesach we assume she wants to eat with her husband. Besides, for the first Pesach, which we're not sure, and therefore, as the Gemara is going to describe, she has a right to choose which Karban Pesach she wants. What would be the halacha that not the first year, her husband did not register a Karban Pesach on her behalf, and her father did? What would be the halacha in that case? So the Sfas Emes says that she could eat from, under those circumstances, she could eat from her father's Karban Pesach. The Chazanish seems to say that no. The only time she could eat from her father's Karban Pesach is the first year. But any other year, there is no option. According to our Mishnah, she could only eat from her husband's Karban Pesach. Here we see that the minig was that the first year after marriage, they used to go to their parents, they used to go to the wife's parents' home. So I saw in the Sefer, the Yagid Moshe, that there are many people that have a minig, that even though they wear a kittel by the Seder, the first year they didn't wear a kittel. And one of the reasons is because out of respect. Typically in those days, the first year after you got married, you weren't home. As the Gemara is teaching us, you were in your father-in-law's home. So out of respect that your father-in-law is leading the Seder and not you, only your father-in-law wore a kittel and not the son-in-law. According to that, if somebody is making his own Seder already the first year, then perhaps the halacha should be that he should put on a kittel even at the first year. There's another pshat that I saw where they don't wear kittel the first year, that because they are not typically in their own home. The reason a kittel, some suggest, is worn by the Seder, because the kittel represents a big day mason and what people are buried in. And the night of the Seder, when everybody's at a high level of simcha, we don't want anybody to get carried away. And that's why we wear big day mason. That type of attitude comes when you're in your own home leading in your own Seder. But since the minig was that they weren't in their own home the first year, so that feeling, that attitude won't happen anyway. And that's why there was no need to wear a kittel on the first year after somebody's married. And that's where the minute comes that people don't wear a kittel b'shana rishayna. Continues the Mishnah, Yosim. If you have a Yosim that has two people who are managing his affairs, apotropsim, Sheshachtav Lov, apotropsim, so more than one apotropos shechted on his behalf. The halacha is Yochel Shemakum Sheroitza, he could eat wherever he wants. Eved Shel Shnei Shotvim, if you have an Eved that belongs to two owners, says the Mishnah, Yochel Shnei Shneim, he can't eat Karm Pesach from either Karm Pesach, because since he's owned equally by two partners, so even if one of the owners registered him, but that didn't help for the other half, and therefore he can't eat from the Karm Pesach. Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mechayrim, if we have an individual who's half free and half ben chayrim, the halacha is la yochel mishum rabbi. So Rashi explains, because we could assume, according to Rashi, that the owner only intended to register him to the on the share that he owns in the Eved. He didn't intend to register him on the part that he doesn't own in the Eved. So according to Rashi, if the owner, knowing that he's half Eved, half Ben Chayrim, explicitly intended that he should have he should be entirely able to eat from the Karm Pesach, it will work. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos on Daf Pei Ches, the very Maskil Masnisen, says that even if the Eved, even if the owner had in mind not just the half that he owns, but he also had in mind the half that he doesn't own, he can't eat from the Karm Pesach. Because nobody wants to be considered an Eved. So this individual, unfortunately, is considered an Eved, is an Eved, but he's only 50% an Eved by recognizing that the owner could bring the Karm Pesach for him entirely. That means he's sort of exclaiming that he's more of an Eved than he really is. And nobody wants to accept to be an Eved more than they are. And therefore, the halacha is that even if the owner had him 100% of mind, it wouldn't help. There's a very famous tshuva from the Avni Nezer in Yoredeya, Simen Tuf Nun Dalad, based on our Gemara. The Avni Nezer says that the Avni Nezer was a very big proponent of Yeshivat Yisrael, that there's a mitzvah, even Bezman Azef, for Yeshivat Yisrael. But at the same time, the Avni Nezer held that somebody who lives in Yisrael but depends entirely on his support from people in Chutz Lartz, maybe is not considered a Ben Etz Yisrael. Because in our Mishnah, says the Avni Nezer, we see that the person who supports you is the person that really has control over you. So if this Eved is supported by an owner, so the owner is the one that designates his registration for Karm Pesach. Similarly, if somebody is supported by Chutz Lartz funds, so then he's really maybe considered a Ben Chutz Lartz. I think the Avni Nezer was referring to a situation where he's being supported by stock of funds from Chutz Lartz. But if somebody lives in Etz Yisrael and he has investments in Chutz Lartz, or he has business in Chutz Lartz, I don't think that's what the Avni Nezer meant, and certainly he's Mekayim Mitzvah Shish of Etz Yisrael. Throughout Shas, very often there's a sugya called Breira. Breira means retroactive designation. And there's a shayla throughout Shas, if we say Breira, if something can be retroactively designated, or ain't Breira, something cannot be retroactively designated. The Rishonim already point out that the halacha of Breira and the halacha of Tanai, the halacha that you can make a condition, are not the same. Rashi explains the difference between Breira and Tanai is that Breira is something which is not in your control. A Tanai is something which is in your control. That's how Rashi learns the difference. The Ramban explains the difference between Tanai and Breira. Tanai is only where there's one side. This will or will not happen. The Gemara Masech the Erevin, where it says, I'm putting an Erev to the east side if the Rav is coming to that side. But when it involves two sides, either he's coming to the east or to the west, I don't know which side he's coming. And whatever side he ends up coming on, that should be the side that I want. There should be the Erev, Tchumim, that's Breira, because there are two options. The halacha is that there are Rishonim that suggest that in a situation where something will ultimately definitely be found out, we'll find out what the story is, then we could say Yesh Breira. If it already happened, I just don't know that it happened, that isn't connected to the halacha of Breira. And there are Rishonim that say that if I really don't care what the result will be, then that is also not relevant to Breira. Only when it makes really a difference, the example we gave with the Erev Tchumim, that's where we have to rely on Breira. The halacha is that by the Raisa, we say Ein Breira, and by the Rabbanon, we say Yesh Breira. However, there's a machloikas Rishonim, how to understand. Some Rishonim, the Ran's opinion is, because Sofak the Raisa L'chumra, and Sofak the Rabbanon L'kula, and therefore by the Raisa we're Machmer, and we say Ein Breira, and by the Rabbanon we're Mekel, and we say Yesh Breira. According to that understanding, if in a situation, by saying Ein Breira, it'll be a Chumra, so then by the Raisa we'll say Ein Breira. We'll have to look at every situation individually. However, there are Rishonim and Achronim that suggest that this that we say Yesh Breira by the Rabbanon and Ein Breira by the Raisa is not because of the Halach of Sofak the Raisa L'Chumra and Sofak the Rabbanon L'Kula. Rather, that's the Psak. The Psak is that by the Raisa we always say Ein Breira and by the Rabbanon we always say Yesh Breira. So we learned in our Mishnah that in the first year, Shana Rishina, where a woman's father and husband both brought a Karma Pesach and registered her in a Karma Pesach, she could choose afterwards with which Karma Pesach she wants to participate. Says the Gemara, isn't this a Raya, Shmamina, that Yesh Breira, that she could retroactively designate which carbon she wants? And this is the question of the Raisa, the halacha that you have to bring the Karma Pesach for a group is a Raisa, and yet we see that we say Yesh Breira. Answers the Gemara, my Raitza, when the Mishnah says Raitza, it doesn't mean that she chose later on after the carbon was already brought. She chose B'Shah Shechita, when the carbon is actually being, before the carbon was actually slaughtered. Since she chose before the carbon was slaughtered, so at that point, she could decide which registration she wants. And we don't rely on Breira. Brimini, Ace, asked the Gemara. Our Mishnah says that the first Yontif, she could choose. The first year she could choose. And afterwards, she has to eat from her husband. Brimini asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Isha Regularishan, a woman in the first Shana Rishina, on Chels Mishalavia. She should eat from her father. Mikan Veilich, after the first year, she could eat from her father. She could eat from her husband. So the Braisa is not the same as the Mishnah. On the first Yontif, we said in our Mishnah she could choose. And in Braisa it says she has to eat from her father. After the first year, our Mishnah says she eats from her husband. And the Braisa says after the first year she could choose. Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Can Berdufa Leilich, if you have a woman that's always anxious to go back to her parents' home. So there we say in the first Yontif, she eats from her father only, and afterwards, after the following year, she could choose. She's not anxious to go to her father, so there, the first year, she has a choice, and afterwards, she certainly only eats from her husband. So since we spoke about a woman who goes to her father's home, doesn't go to father's home, the Gemara speaks about a similar situation. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Oz Hayisa Be'enov Kamaitse Shalom, I found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, what does that mean? Kikala Shanimtu Shalem Be'es Chamiya. In those days, typically, couples lived in the husband's home. So she lived with her in-laws, and she found favor. Everybody loves her there. Redufa leilich lahagit shvacha beis avia, and she keeps on running to tell her family how Baruch Hashem she's having a great marriage and great relationship with her in-laws. The ksiv, the pasuk says in Hosea, v'hoyah b'yom ahu nu'um Hashem tikri ishi v'loy tikri oid bali. We will be called ishi and not bali. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does that mean? Kikala. We know in the time of Chazal, even Bezman Hazeh, but in Bezman Hazeh it's all done at one time. But in the time of Chazal, there were two phases to the marriage. There was Erusin and Nisuin. And the difference was that when she was an Arusa, she still lived in her parents' home. When she was a Nisua, she's in her husband's home, in her in-law's home. And that's a much higher level of attachment. So the Pasuk is teaching us that the relationship is like a full-fledged marriage between a husband and a wife. Bali, the Mefarshim explain, the Shita says this means ownership, but it doesn't really mean a deep connection. Here, they have, it's going to be Ishi, which represents a special relationship. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, there's people who serve Hashem a Yira, out of fear, and the people that serve Hashem out of Ahava. Nesu'in represents Ahava. And we're saying that in Mitzvah Shem, when Mashiach comes, the Meheru B'Yameinu, our relationship to Hashem will be that we will serve Hashem Yehava. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Achois lonu kudana v'shtayim enlo. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, zu Elam, it's referring to the city of Elam. It actually refers to Daniel, who came from Elam. Shezoch Zalilmoid, that he was able to learn Torah of Eloi Zoch Zalilamid, but he didn't have the schus of teaching Torah. And that's why the Ben Yoyada says he's called Elam. Elam is Lashon his Alim, covered, hidden. Nobody saw his Torah. Whereas Ezra grew up in Bavel, and Ezra not only had the schus of learning Torah, but he had the schus of teaching Torah. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ani Chayma V'Shadai K'Megdoilus. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Chayma is a Torah. The Torah protects a person that he shouldn't do averus. The shadik kedem gdailus eir tel midi chachamim. Rav Amar ani chayma zu Knesset Yisrael, that Knesset Yisrael watch themselves that they shouldn't do avodah zarah. The shadik kedem gdailus eir about the knesiyos about the midrashes that are built. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Sif Beis is that the shuls should be the tallest buildings in the shul in the city, that people who learn Torah are watched that they shouldn't do avera. The Talmud Chacham is in a much greater madrega. And I saw a beautiful pshat had to explain this. A regular individual, sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu helps him not to do an avera, but he didn't even realize that he almost could have done an Aveira, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special shmir that he didn't do Aveiras. Talmid HaChachamim, their level of protection is much greater. And because they're Talmid HaChachamim, they constantly recognize to be on the watch out from doing Aveiras. And because they're constantly on the watch out from doing the Aveiras, they're like the Magdalis, the much stronger protection. They're young, and they're young branches that never did an Aveira. It refers to the young Jewish girls. They never have relations before they get married. That's one pshat. Or another pshat is that if they become a nida, they are careful to notify their husbands that they are a nida, and of course they may not have any relations. V'keinu oimer, umolei kemizra kezovis mizbeach. The zovis is something that's filled. It's speaking about the tamid tzadikim. Ibai say mehochem, mizvein melei mefikim mizon alzon, mechtovais tamnes heichel, elu elu malei kesef. Because of these wonderful Jewish boys and Jewish girls, the pasuk considers it kilu nivna hechel b'yameim, as if the Beis Hamikdash was built in their days. Because, as the Ben Yoyada explains, that the Gemara says, Chazal teach us, ein hashchina shoyra el al mishpachas miyuchasim b'Yisrael. The shchina only rests on people who are miyuchasim. So these people who act in such a proper way cause that the Shechina should be in Klal Yisrael, and that's the beginning of the building of Beis Hamikdash. The Ein Aliyah explains that the Gemara says Masechta Brachos, Kol Adam Sheyesh Baideya, any person that has proper intelligence to do the proper things, Kilo Nivna Beis Hamikdash B'yamav. So these people who are careful to do what's right and stay away from doing what's wrong, it's ki'ilu, they have the proper idea, and therefore it's ki'ilu nivna beis hamikdash b'yamav. I saw a beautiful pshat that from Yisachar Doiv, elu ve'elu, when you have boys that act the way they're supposed to act, ve'elu, when you have girls that act the way they're supposed to act, and then these types of boys and girls marry each other, their home that they build, when you have such a chosin and such a kala, is ki'ilu nivna beis hamikdash, that home becomes a beis hamikdash. The pasuk says in Hosea, Dvar Hashem, ashahaya al Hosea, b'mei uziyah yosem ochads malcha Yehuda. Says the Gemara, b'perek echad, during one point in history, nisnabu arba nevi'im. There were four nevi'im that said nevu at the same time. Hagol shebekulon, the most significant, was Hosea. Shenema, tchilas Dvar Hashem b'Hosea. So, posh pshat in the pasuk is, the first of these Nevi'im to whom Hashem spoke was Hosea. But says the Gemara, is that true? V'chi b'Hosea dibe tchila, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Hosea first, v'loi m'moish at Hosea, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until the time of Hosea, kama Nevi'im, there were many Nevi'im during those many years. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, so says the Gemara, what the pasuk means to say, that Hosea was tchila l'arba Nevi'im sh'nal saba b'yas ha'perik. He was the most significant and the first of the Nevi'im who lived at that point in history. Who were the four Nevi'im that lived in that point of history? Ve'eluhem, Hosea, Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha. You had these four great Nevi'im, and he was the first of those Nevi'im that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. Says the Gemara, Amlai HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Hosea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Hosea, B'necha chatu, your sons have done averis. Ha'eloi loimer, Hosea's response should have been, B'necha heim, they're your children. They're the children of the people who you loved, Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. And therefore he should have said, Galgal Rachmeim Aleihem. You should have Rachmanos on them. And as I saw many Mefarshim explain, the Gemara, and Masechta Kedushin, the Aflamet Vav Amral, the Ben Yoyod explains the Gemara this way as well. There's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bezman Shisrael Oysim Ritzoyne Shamakim, when Klai Yisrael do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, Kruyim Bonim. Bezman She'en Oysim Ritzoyim Shamakim, when they don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, they're considered as Avodim. Ramey says, Ben Kach U Ben Kach, under all circumstances, they're considered Bonim. And the halacha is, the Melech Shemachal Kvoidoi, a king can't forgive his honor. A father could be Michael and his covered. And therefore, what he should have said was, we, Klai Yisrael, are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since they're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can always be Michael his covered. And if he didn't want to say that, he should have at least said that we're the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying we're the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to our others how great he will treat his children, and therefore he should have said they're Avram Yitzchak's descendants and galgal rachamecha aleihem, and have rachmanus on them. V'loydai shloim akach, and not only did he not say that, alam ulfan of ribanish shloim kala elam shulchahu, the entire world belongs to you. Ma esel lazak and zeb, the whole chavir and b'mum acheres. Take a different nation. If they're not good, take somebody else. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was quite upset at Hosea's reaction to speaking about Klai Yisrael this way. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ma'esel azok and zeh. How could I get Hosea to retract from what he said? And therefore, he says, Amar lech v'kach ish azoyna, take a woman who's a prostitute, v'ayil l'chabonim zanunim, and you'll have to be concerned that the children are mamzerim, they're not children from you. Vakach oimaloi, and then afterwards I will tell him, shalchmeh panecha, they should be sent away. Imhu yochel lishloich, even though this wife and this children, who are such a weak situation, nobody could send them away. Af ani ashalch Yisrael, shenem v'yam Hashem al Hosea, leikach l'cha esh zanunim v'yaldi zanunim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them these instructions. There are many mefarshim that suggest, we're going to begin to discuss this entire episode, that suggest that actually it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to take this woman and have these children. This entire episode was just seen by in the Vua. So of course, many mefarshim ask, how indeed did Hosea react to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way, saying, take Uma Acheres, take different nation instead of Klai Yisrael? Is that what we expect a Navi to say? So I saw that the Noam Elimelech explains what he meant to say was, compare Klal Yisrael to a different nation. And as bad as Klal Yisrael is, they're still better than anybody else. And therefore, what he said to them, look at Uma Acheres, look at other people, and you'll see that Klal Yisrael is always better than anybody else. Another pshat is that I saw from the Divrei Yisrael, what Hashem meant to say was that the reason Klal Yisrael does Averis is because Be'uma Acheres, we're together with other people, and we're together with all the nations of the world who do the wrong thing, and therefore we learn from them, and that causes us to act inappropriately. But if we weren't together with them, there would be nothing to worry about. Another pshat that Divrei Yisrael suggests is that the reason Klal Yisrael does Averis is because they're poor, and Anias Maver Adam Adas Koine causes a person to act inappropriately. So Kashay told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us Uma Acheres, give us the possessions, give us the money that exists in the world, and bless Klal Yisrael with Ashiris, and you will see how great they will be. B'ksiv, so the Pasuk says that what happened, V'yilech V'yikach Eskoymer Bestev L'fayim. Goymer, why was her name Goymer? Omer Rav Shakol Goymer Bo. Everybody had relations with her. Bas Divlayim, Dibaro. Everybody spoke about her in an saying that she acts inappropriately. Bas Dibaro, Bas Divlayim, that she, and that was not only the way she acted, but even her mother. Shulama, she tuka b'fi kol kedvela, like a dried fig, she too, everybody had pleasure from her. Everybody had relations with her, kedvela, that is dried, everybody squeezes out the juice. Davacher, goymer amar Yehuda, shebik Yisrael gamma money sheyisrael b'mamel. The enemies of Klal Yisrael wanted to take all of our money away at that time. Rabbi Yochanan, brothers of the Gomru. Not only did they want to, but they were actually successful that to do so. Shnemar ke'avda melech ke'ibda melech Aram ve'isim ka'af lodosh. The Melech Aram completely overtook Klal Yisrael. Says the pasuk further by Hoshea. V'tei v'tei ben. So this woman has a baby. V'yom Hashem alav kolay shmo Yisrael. Call him Yisrael. Ka'od ma'at. It won't be long. The reason it should be called Yisrael is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take Klal Yisrael into the Golos. Then she has a daughter. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Hosea, "Krosh ma, call her Loi Ruchama." Why? I will no longer have Rachmanos of Klal Yisrael. Kinasa Esen Elhem. Kinasa Aslam is blushing to Mia. Is it appropriate that I should have Rachmanos on them based on their behavior? Then they have another son. V'tar v'tel ben. V'yom ekrosh me'loy ami. Call this son Loi Ami. Ki atem Loi Ami, you are no longer my nation. V'naychi Loi Eilechem, I won't be for you. Says the Gemara, V'lach sh'nod l'shnei bonem bas achas. After these three children were born, Omlai HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hashaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Hashaya, Loi Yechoy L'cha Olima M'Moshe Rabbach. Didn't you learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? Shekivin Shedibar to Imoi. As soon as I began speaking to him, Pirish Meisha, he separated himself from his wife. Af ato, you too, bedolatzchem amenu. You should separate, you're a Navi. So the Ben Yoyada explains that we don't find that any other Navim separated from their wives, so why should Hosea be different than all the other Navim? So Ben Yoyada explains that Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife because she wasn't a Miucheses, she was a Geyoris. And therefore, this wife also, that was not a Miucheses, as our Gemara explained, her behavior was quite unacceptable. That's why it's unappropriate that he should be married to such a wife. Moreover, I saw the Mefarshim explain we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Aaron and Miriam actually were not satisfied that Moshe Rabbeinu separated for his wife. So why is Hashem saying that Hoshea should have learned from Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Sefer Loshen Lamudim explains, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, a Puravu, you have to have a boy and a girl. Moshe Rabbeinu only had two sons. And that's why Aaron and Miriam felt he shouldn't separate himself from his wife until he's Mekayim the Mitzvah, Puravu. But in our Gemara, we find that Hoshea had two sons and a daughter. So he was Mekayim already in the Mitzvah, Puravu. So if he was already Mekayim the Mitzvah, Puravu, it's the right thing, especially as we just explained, with such a wife, he should separate from this wife. Amaloi, so Hashem, after Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to separate from the wife, he tells the Ribbono Shel Olam, "Liyesh li banim imenu, I have children. Ve'ani yochel otziyah v'lo l'garsha. I can't separate and I can't divorce her because the Mashal says, because if I separated myself from her, people will indeed say that the reason I separated from her is because she was mezana, and the children aren't mine. And therefore, even though, as all the Mefarshim discuss, the Aloch is Roy Be'ilis Achra Baal, and there's no reason to be concerned that someone's wife's children, somebody's wife's children are not his children. Here, there are two reasons to be concerned. Number one, the Mashal explains that she already had a reputation, she already had a history that this is the way she behaves. And number two, he was an old man, so it's not that likely that he should be able to have children, and therefore there's a question, are these his children? Amalai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now makes his point to Hoshea. Ma ato she'ishtecha zoyna, uvenecha b'nei zenunim, ven ato yedeim shulcha heim shulacherim heim. You can't be sure if they're your children. You're still refusing to separate. Kach Yisrael she'im bonai, Klaiso who are my children, b'nei b'chunai, that I tested them, I tested their forefathers, and they passed. B'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, echad mi'arba kinyanim shekinisi ba'alami, one of the four people that I took, that one of the four possessions that I purchased in the world. Tyrus kinyan echad d'ksiv, Hashem kanani reishas darkai, Shemayim v'oretz is kinyan echad d'ksiv, koinei Shemayim v'oretz, Beisamidish kinyan echad d'ksiv, azeh konsi yaminai, v'yisrael kinyan echad d'ksiv, amzu kanisa. And you'll suggest that choose a different nation. How could you say that? Kivin shiyada shechata. So now Hoshea recognized that he did the wrong thing. Amar levakish racham al atzmai. So he wanted to be mispalta Kadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanis. Amar like Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, ach atam levakish racham al atzmacha. Instead of asking for yourself, bakesh racham al Yisrael. Ask for Klai Yisrael, Shegzati Alechem Sholosh Gezoros Bavurcha. Because of you, I made three Gzeiros. I said that they're going to go into Golos. I said that I won't have Rachmanos on them. And I said that they will no longer be called my nation. Omat, so Hoshea Bikesh Rachman asked Ubat Ubita Gzeira, and he was able to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to retract. Vizchel Varchem. And instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started giving brachas to Klai Yisrael. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'hoi b'mis b'nei Yisrael k'chol ha'yoyim. The Klai Yisrael will be k'chol ha'yoyim. V'hoi b'mokam shalai yoyim alahem, loy ami atem. In a place that they were called loy ami, yoyim alahem b'nei kilchai, they will be called the children of Hashem. V'nikvatsu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtav, we will all gather together in Eretz Yisrael. So that means we won't have to worry about Golus. And as the Mashal explains, it means only for that generation. Ultimately, we know that Klal Yisrael did go into Golus. And here it says explicitly that the people Hashem said he won't have Rachmanos on. Now the Pasuk says he will have Rachmanos on, and the people that Kadosh Baruch Hu said are no longer his nation will now be his nation. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Nei Ma'azocha Yeravim ben Yoyish Melch Yisrael, Limonis Malcha Yehuda. Why is Yeravim ben Yovish, who's not, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Oilei L'Rabbonis, a person who acts in an arrogant manner, Shemekaveres Esbaleha, it causes a person to lose his life. Ein L'chol Kol Novi Yonovi, Shlai Kipech Arba Melochim B'Yomav. Every Novi lived through the time of four kings. In Emar, The pasuk says Chazon Yishev and Ametz Hashachaza Al Yehuda Vishlaim, and the pasuk continues Bizmei Uziyah Yosem Achaz Yecheskio Malchi Yehuda. The Navi outlived four kings, and the reason is because a melech usually acts in a very proud fashion. A Navi, on the other hand, acts in a very modest fashion, and people who act in a modest fashion are people who are going to be zoicha tarichas yamim, not people who live in another way. So I saw that Rav Nosson Gishtetna explains what's pshat in this Gemara. He says pshat in this Gemara is that a king has to keep on changing the way he acts. Sometimes he has to act this way, and sometimes he has to act another way. So he isn't able to develop a firm approach to the way he lives. A Navi is able to live in a standard fashion, in a consistent fashion, throughout his entire life. Even though he was a Melech Yisrael, Limanus and Malchi Yehuda, that is counted together with Malchi Yehuda, Neshloikiba Lashon Hara al Amos. They came to say Lashon Hara and Amos, and he refused to accept it. Menolon, how do we see that that's indeed the case? Menolon de Imni, the Ksiv Dvar Hashem Asher Hoya al Oshay ben Be'eri, Bemei Uzi ben Yosam, Yechizkiya Malchi Yehuda, Bemei Yeravim ben Yosh Malchi Yisrael. Menolon, so we see he's listed together with the Malchi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Menolon de Loi Inish. And how do we see that he didn't get punished? How do we see that he didn't accept Lashon Hara? The pasuk says, "V'yishlach and tziyah koyin beis el ali rovim melech Yisrael lema kashalach." Amos is trying to lead a revolution against you. Uvksiv, and the pasuk says, "Koy amar Amos becherav yomus Yerovim." He also reported that Amos said that Yerovim will be killed. Said Yerovim about him, I'm not accepting that's what that tzaddik said. Rather, and if even if he said it, I can't have any claims against him, because whatever he says, he's a Navi. He's saying because he's a Navi. It was said to him by the Shechina, and I can have no complaints. Amar, Rebbe Lozer, afilu b'shas kasher Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at Klal Yisrael, Zoicha Sarachnim. He remembers Tarachmana. Rachmanas on Klaisa. Shnam Kalai Ois Oida Rachim Space Yisrael. Even in the time where Kadosh Baruch Hu says that he's angry at us, he still uses the word Rachmanas. Rabbi Yossi, Berachanina Amma Mahacha, Kenosa Esselhem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I will forgive them if they do what's right. Bam Rabbi Lazaloy, Hilwa Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into Golus between the nations of the world, El Kateshi Toysvalem Gerim, in order that more Gerim should come to Klaiso. Shnema Vizirati Liba Oretz, we're going to plant them in the ground. Klum Odom Zareya Saw, what does a person plant? Seeds. Elo Lahachnes Kamakurin, that those seeds that I plant should produce many more plants and fruits. Rabbi Yochanan Mahacha, Rechamti Esloi Rechama, Vamati Loi Ami Amiyata. So here our Gemara is teaching us that it's appropriate that we should have more Gerim. But doesn't the Gemara, asks the Sefer Meyana Echayim, say that Gemara Mesech Tivam, Staf Chavav Amar Aleph, say Koshim Gerim Li Yisrael Kasapachas, that we're supposed to discourage people from becoming Gerim? So he explains, we're not supposed to encourage people to become Gerim. We're not supposed to ask people to become Gerim. But if we act in such a way that everybody who sees the way we behave says, well, these are the people that we want to connect to, so we didn't actively convert them, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see from Klal Yisrael that we should act in a way that the Umos Olam, that other people on their own should come and want to join us. So I saw that the Kedushas Levi says, we say, Harim Karen Yisrael Amecha. So he explains that what we're downing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that just take the Karen, just take the principle of Klal Yisrael, even if we don't have Gerim, and with that, save us and give us a Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Ben Yochai, Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Al tashan evan al donov penyo kalacha vashamta. Don't speak bad about a person. V'ksiv dor oviv yikaloi v'asima yivorech. The pasuk is giving a reason why, because they curse their fathers and don't bless the mothers. Says the Gemara, what's the connection? Mishum da oviv yikalu v'asima yivorech al talshein. What does one have to do the other? Elafilu dor. Says the Gemara, Pshat in the pasuk is, even if you live in a time, Sh'aviv Yikalel, that you have Rishayim, Rechman Tzlon, they're cursing their parents, V'sima Le'ivarach, and they're not blessing their mothers, Atasha Elvin Adonav. We still have to behave appropriately. U'minolan, Meshaya, because our entire Gemara that we learned today, we learned that we are Hashaya, who didn't want to recognize, this is the way Sid Ben Ishchai explains the Gemara, who didn't want to recognize our special relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, like we said earlier, that we are considered bottom lamakam. We didn't want to recognize that situation, and because he didn't want to recognize that, we saw what happened. So we have to be very careful to always recognize and remember what is our special relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Oishia, Maidiksev, the pasuk says, Tzedgach is perzoine b'Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Tzedgach also HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us a tremendous favor, Shepazor l'bein ha'amos, that he scattered us around the nations of the world. V'hainu, Dom Alayahu Mina. There was an apikairus that said to Reb Chanina, Anan malina menaychu. We are better off than you are. Sibuchu, it says regarding you, Kisheshis Chadoshim Yesh Visham, that 6 months you're going to be an Edom and you're going to suffer. Vila Anan Isnuch Gabon, in 6 months Edom did so much damage to Klal Yisrael. And we, Isnuch Gabon Kamishnin, you are living with us so many years. Viloy Avdin al Chamidi, and we don't do anything to you, the Bavel people. Omloy, Ritzoyn Chishitafel Chotam Tchachem. I have a Talmud Chacham that could respond to you. Nitvalei Rabbi Yishia. So Rabbi Yishia told him, Amalei Mishum Deleidecho Hech Tavidu. Because you're not sure exactly, the reason you don't do damage to us, you don't really physically harm us, because you don't know what to do. Techlin and Kula, to destroy all of Klal Yisrael, is not an option. Because Les Negabaychu, not all of Klal Yisrael lives with you. Mai Ike Gabaychu, so what are you going to want to do? Destroy just those that live amongst you. But then, and that's what's going to happen, Karlachu Malchus Kaptiasa. And the whole group of people that live in a country are eradicated. The kingdom is called a kingdom that has a missing piece. Amalei. So the Apikaris said, Gapa Deroimi, I could swear by the Avodah Zarah of Rome, Bahar Nachsin Ba'as Al-Kinan. That's exactly what we think about all the time. So the Sefer of Yisrael says, that's Pshat that we say in the Agoda. V'hi sha'on v'laviseinu. What stands up, laviseinu, that we are able to survive? Shloi echad amar aleinu. We're not in one place. And because shloi echad, because we're not in one place, that's why they can't, like the Gemara just said, they can't do any harm to us. Then Rabbi Yosef explains that the Messiah says that Yaakov Avinu said, v'revach Tasimu ben Eder ben Eder. And then the Messiah says, Revach v'atzala yamel Yehuda ben Mokam Acher. So he says that what Yaakov Aminu was trying to allude to is to what we exactly learned in our Gemara. Gemara means to say, Revach Tasimu ben Eder ben Eder. Yaakov Aminu was saying, separate Klal Yisrael. Have Klal Yisrael dispersed all around the world. And as the Gemara just taught us, if Klal Yisrael is dispersed all around the world, then the Umat Ha'olam can do no wrong to us, and therefore the Messiah brings down, we will be Zaycha to Revach V'Tzola Yamel Yehudim. Klal Yisrael will always be Zaycha to Yes Yeshuas and Nisim, and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, even though we don't necessarily always understand it, the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does these things is because what he's really interested always is Revach V'Tzola Yamel Yehudim.